We're going now to a village in Ohio whose fate is tightly linked to the future of the auto industry. People in and around Lordstown, Ohio, are on edge as they wait to see what happens to the region's biggest employer, General Motors. From member station WCPN, Mari Saito reports.
If you head out for a jog along Lordstown's GM assembly plant, you'd clock 2 miles and still be out in front of the complex. News this year of an added third shift swelled the number of employees to 5,000. This plant is huge. Lordstown Mayor Michael Chafee says this year has been an emotional roller coaster. The high point came just months ago when GM chose Lordstown to build its new fuel-efficient midsize car, the Chevy Cruze, in 2010.
And then the middle of September, the economic crunch hits and the market just completely drops out of car sales, not only domestic cars, but foreign cars also. You know, now we're scrambling. Now we're faced with looking at the possibility of what happens if General Motors goes under.
Lordstown Assembly makes up 70% of the village's annual budget. 70%. And that doesn't include tax revenue from workers at 4 nearby parts suppliers, a car hauling company, and other spin-off industries. Plant workers like Marisol Gonzalez walked out of a recent closed-door union meeting feeling emotionally raw. She says tensions are high here because nearly everyone works for GM or a company dependent on the plant.
I have 2 kids, mortgage, car, you know. We have a good life, you know, and it's hard to think about, you know, not having it, you know. And it's not only us, it's the area, like you said, Lordstown, Youngstown. I live in Youngstown. This is all we have. The car industry, Lordstown, this is all we have.
The Mahoning Valley Chamber of Commerce estimates that Lordstown Assembly creates 1.5 spin-off jobs for each plant worker. That's more than 12,500 jobs. No small number in a hard-hit region that has still not recovered from steel plants shuttering more than 2 decades ago. And the Chamber's Helen Pace says small stores depend on auto employees spending their dollars.
We looked at restaurants and eateries, housing, entertainment, apparel and other services, and obviously the impact is just enormous in millions and millions of dollars.
But a number of economists question whether a bailout would solve the auto industry's problems or, at taxpayers' expense, just delay them. Cleveland State University economics professor Ned Hill says bankruptcy would force U.S. automakers to slim down high-cost union contracts, pension and health care plans, and agreements with local auto dealers.
There are going to be whole towns and sections of this country that are going to be devastated. But we also have to realize that supporting a labor and income structure that doesn't work in a competitive world is just putting bad money after good.
Union and Lordstown officials say they've done everything possible to be a plant that survives the current economic turmoil. Lordstown Assembly is one of the few GM plants that build small, fuel-efficient cars. And the 2010 production of the Chevy Cruze, a 5-seater GM pledges will get 45 miles to the gallon, was considered the town's salvation. Mayor Michael Chafee says the plant has benefited from hundreds of millions of dollars of recent upgrades.
I think our plant's positioned very well. I think that at some point in time, the government's going to step in and give the auto industry a little bit of a boost. I just think economically it doesn't make sense not to do that.
For now, though, Chafee is running his village as if everything is business as usual. No changes have been made to the budget. Snowplows keep the roads cleared for trucks to make deliveries to the plant. But everyone here is on the alert for news of the auto industry because bad news in Detroit could change everything in Lordstown overnight. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito.